That's a bow, comes up this way and goes over the top and down. The yoke goes through here under the next to the shoulders of the animal. And those bows go through holes bored in that yoke. And there's a pin in the bottom of it to keep the yoke from falling out or through the hole bore through the bow, and you stick a pin in that, keep it from falling out. And you got a place to hook a chain in the middle of that bow, and that chain comes down between the two oxen and goes to the wagon or the plow, whatever you're working on plow with. And that's the way you work with it. You have a line on the horns to guide them by. But when you get them from general, you don't have much trouble having them know how, unless it's sea water. If that's sea water, they're going to it. They ought to drive. I don't care how much fence you got, none of all that. They're going into that whole water. When they're hot and dry, you can't keep them from it. That's the worst thing about working them. Up at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, they still hold the water. They go through the fence and go to it. The cultivator can stay with them, or you can lose it. It can be lost, just like whatever kind of plow they got. They'll even go into a creek, hook to a wagon, they see the water. And all those old ox bows, then here's the yoke. Here's the bow comes up this way. This goes over the top of his neck, and this goes under his throat down there, the yoke does. And them bows got pin sticks through them. That keeps that thing from dropping down. And in the middle between them, you got a place where you hook your chain made into the yoke. And that goes back to your plow or your wagon, whatever you're pulling. Of course, if you're working a wagon, well, you got to fasten the tongue of that wagon to that yoke up there so that it can be guided, you see. All right.
Oh, one thing I wanted to ask you about. A lot of people here in Texas, when we get talking about the weather, tell me that sometimes you could have just a nice, pleasant day, just about an average day like this, but all of a sudden you'll see all these banks of big blue clouds come rolling in and the temperature will drop a whole lot, you know?
Yeah.
What is that?
Called northers.
Oh yeah.
Blue northers, they come out of the north. Yeah, the temperature will drop sometimes in a couple of hours, 10 or 12 degrees. Sometimes I have seen it drop more than that when what we call a big blue norther come in the fall of the year. You have them in the fall of the year.
You have them around here?
Yeah, we have them here. They can sweep across the entire country, that big blue norther does. It'll bring a frost, kill everything, then you got winter going. And in the spring, while the northers quit coming, the wind will begin to blow from the south and it'll warm up. And then you have them big clouds come up in the spring of the year once in a while. You better get to recover because you may have a hailstorm.
You have a lot of that around here?
Tell what?
Have a lot of that around here?
Well, in places we have hails, it's very seldom it covers the whole country one time. Just streaks, hail goes in streaks. Maybe a mile or two wide, maybe around 7-8 miles, and quit. If you happen to be in one of them streaks, you get your crop tore a piece. And if you don't, well, you get a pretty good rain, maybe. Something that kind. Very seldom you ever have a hail that's anything like general. I haven't seen but a couple of them in my life that I remember of.
What are the winters like around here?
Well, it's just bad weather, all I can tell you. Rainy, wet, cold, bad weather. We don't have, like they do up north, winter froze up all the time. Our freezers will come and go here. That's the bad part of it. It don't last long enough for you to get used to it. About the time it's gone, it'll turn hot, and then first thing you know, it comes back again, called Texas Northers. Very irregular climate through the fall and winter.